Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for being with us. It's the Lowdown. Jason Ross, Ken Rudolph. He's doing a full lather.
I know it's getting much more of a procedure. It was just, you know, hands before, maybe elbows, but
hey,
it's a full body cleansing today.
You know, Damien will understand. It looked like I'd been kicking a bag of flour all the way into the building. My feet were ashy. Yeah.
No, brother, I'm light enough. I don't get ashy.
I just went from ashy to classy, baby.
Nice.
Keep telling yourself that, big guy.
Come on, man.
I missed you guys.
We missed you too, yes, brother.
You're a liar because I heard you at the end of the show saying.
I did hear it. I thought, he probably didn't hear it.
You're an absolute liar. You said at the end of the show that I get between you and Jason. I'm a third wheel date is what you referred to me
as. What I had meant was that sometimes when I am, and then when Jason
that was
had
edited.
Said,
yeah.
And then what
happened. You heard the edited version.
The live broadcast, yeah. Totally edited off. I actually took yesterday off because I figured you guys would be able to much more intelligently talk about the Major League Baseball trade deadline without me.
I'm not sure we did that. We tried.
I'm not sure. We got through it. Yeah.
So much goes, because in other sports, you actually really more so in basketball, you trade draft picks, mm-hmm. right? You trade players, you trade draft picks. Draft picks aren't really moved as much in the NFL because they're gold.
Yeah.
But in Major League Baseball, you trade prospects.
Right.
You trade guys that you think will be good. They're in your minor league system, and you think and you really hope that they're going to be good down the line.
Yeah.
And with so many of them, what a variety. Some go to be Hall of Famers. Others are like, never make it.
But I feel like that's a better gauge because they've been in your system.
Yeah.
You've seen them play baseball in your system. It isn't like, you know, when you're dealing with college athletes, yeah. You don't have a chance to see them in your system before you assess, oh, okay, we want to keep them, we want to get rid of them. Baseball affords you that chance to kind of keep a player in your system. You watch them develop, and then if you decide they're not quite developing like we want,
yeah.
or they're going to be something, either we keep them or we can use them
yep.
to get something else. It's a pretty great system.
We'll touch on it at some point today, but the Yankees are sure riding that theory pretty hard. They got 12 prospects yesterday between all their deals, counting the Aroldis Chapman deal.
Yeah, sellers, rare sellers.
And what happened? Remember, was it, I want to say 20 years ago, Yankees had a ridiculous farm system.
Yeah, that's how that team of the 90s.
Yeah, they're all retired now and headed to the Hall of Fame.
But remember the Yankees, the Angels,
yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals have always had Braves.
They've always been good.
Just great, great farm system.
Yeah.
And that's kind of changed a little bit.
Reboot.
Yeah.
They traded them all before. Now they got to redo it again.
Now with the trade deadline passed, there's expected releases coming. More from the Yankees again. We'll talk about that later on. Michael Jordan made a surprising pick for Space Jam 2. Who would he get to star in Space Jam 2? We'll have that coming up later on. Jalen Rose has some comments on the Olympics and the NBA players. Found that interesting. We'll start with football because we're in that time of year where, with the exception of once we get into pennant races, and I'm talking like last week of the season pennant races and baseball playoffs, the central focus now will be football.
Yes.
Now that training camp is finally here and we're a few days, and right now there's breaking news that Tyrann Mathieu finally got a contract extension. 5 years, $12 million per year. I love Tyrann Mathieu, man. Good for that kid because he was a mess coming out of LSU.
Sure was.
He fell in that draft, and you're thinking, nah, he's just going to be one of those guys. And he's really turned it around in Arizona.
They've got a great defensive backfield there.
They do. It's
Arizona.
Incredible.
Yeah. Just daring you to throw that
good
ball.
Team.
Please try and throw that ball.
That's right.
Please throw it.
Good luck, Kaepernick or Gabbert, right? Whoever is going to do it.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up because Chip Kelly spoke on that yesterday and how he's going to determine who will be the starting quarterback. Obviously, the he that he was talking about, as you heard him mention Blaine Gabbert there at the end, was Colin Kaepernick and how they're going to split. And he thinks having two quarterbacks is not so bad. That's a Nick Foles, Michael Vick were one. Michael Vick and I guess it was Nick Foles again the next year. But, yeah, it seems you always have to have a backup. But you need a clear, defined starter. They don't have that yet.
And yeah.
I think this will be a little rocky for them because someone's feelings are going to be hurt once. It's not like you go into Cowboy training camp, right? You know who the starter is.
Absolutely.
You don't know who the backup is. Could be Prescott. Could be Kellen Moore. Could be whoever.
Could be you.
Could be me. But you know who the starter is. I think it's a different situation when you have an actual open quarterback competition and one guy loses.
Yeah.
In some training camps, you go in and you earn the backup quarterback position. You could be a third. You could be, you know, a guy they're not even expecting to be on that quarterback depth chart. But it's a lot different when you have a competition and you're competing for that one spot and you don't get it.
Yeah, I don't think they have – obviously, they don't have to decide today, but I don't think it can take a long time because football, more than any sport – Chip Kelly said they're going to have 24 reps today for the first team, 12 and 12. That's fine. But at some point, if that's the number you're kind of sticking with, I would hope your starter's getting 24 or 20, 22. And they haven't separated yet. They haven't decided. But at some point, I don't know, within a couple weeks, they need to pick –
Here's
one.
Chip Kelly talking about that very subject right there. What's interesting about that is I look at Hugh Jackson and the way they're approaching RG3, it looks like Robert Griffin III is going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns because they've already said they plan to name the starter for the season before the first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an idea.
They're going along with what you think. Name it early. Like Jason just said, name it early and establish your rhythm from there.
Exactly, because you have to give that individual time to establish that, okay, I'm the leader of the offense. Yeah. I'm the guy you're going to follow. And the longer you have that quarterback controversy, or competition rather, no controversy, competition, believe it or not, the team is made up of a bunch of human beings. Mm-hmm. And it's human nature to choose.
Yep.
And so half the guys in the locker room be like, hey, Gabbert's our guy. He helped us out last year and turned things around. Looks good. The other half is like, well, no, Cap's our guy. He was the guy that took us to the Super Bowl. If he gets it back together, I want to follow that guy. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens in the locker room. It fractures them, and they split in half. But if you choose it earlier, it gives the entire locker room a chance to kind of come around to that particular individual,
yeah,
that way of thinking. And if worst comes to worst, just go with the Magic 8-Ball.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Just go with the Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah, I mean, what
that
could go wrong
works.
There?
Yeah. Yeah. Magic 8-Ball never let you down.
So more than likely, yes.
Yes. Doesn't it say ask again later?
Yeah.
Isn't there one option too?
That's what Chip Kelly got, so ask again later.
That's the one they're going to get over and over.
Exactly.
They're going to get that one in week 8.
Yeah.
Ask again.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Do you have a preference right now without seeing the way that they play? Without seeing the way that they really perform during training camp, would you say, I'd really like to see Chip Kelly give Gabbert a shot, or I think Colin can be his guy moving forward?
My preference, I think, is Kaepernick. I think there's a higher ceiling. I think I'm not 100% sold on that, but kind of like we talked about yesterday, Ken, I almost feel like Kaepernick has to be proven that he's not the guy. Gabbert has to wow, and Kaepernick has to fall, I think, for it, in my opinion, to not be Kaepernick. But Chip could be thinking something totally different.
I think a lot of it depends on the cast of characters are going to be surrounding them. If Kaepernick has big play players around him, I think he's the best quarterback. But if you don't have big players around him, you need a quarterback that's not going to try to do too much, and that's where Blaine Gabbert fits in. So they don't have any big play position players at all on this team. And so I feel like that could be a recipe for Cap trying to do too much.
Run.
Yes, because they don't have anything around him to help him. I think Blaine would be a bit more effective because he'll stay within that game plan.
Is Montana available? Young?
No, he's always available.
Those guys.
No,
he's busy doing Skechers commercials. Thank you very much.
But he took that bone juice or whatever, so he feels so much better now. And the
bone juice.
Yeah, I don't know. He's drinking something.
Yeah, he's got step ups. He's got a firm butt. That's what we know. He's got his Skechers step ups. Here's Chip one more time. He's talking about Kaepernick again, and his mental state of mind heading into camp. I never know how to take those type of remarks.
Yeah.
It's like, what did you think he was dumb? Like, what did you expect him to do?
He paid attention in the meeting.
Yeah, like, what, and maybe,
good boy.
You know, I think at some point it was talked about that maybe Cap wasn't fully engaged at various times with the team. Maybe that's what he was referring to, but I always find it strange when a head coach compliments someone for going to meetings and then he uses the term asked intelligent questions.
Yeah.
It's like you almost went in there with a preconceived notion that, well, this guy's an idiot or he's a dumb jock or whatever it may be.
Well, that's kind of been, right or wrong, one of the knocks on him as far as understanding the position, fully getting it, time and score, a play clock so many times, especially with Harbaugh. You look over there and you're like, they're calling another timeout? Get the play in. So he didn't feel like he grasped that part of it. This seems like it's much more on speed and pace. So if he gets it, that's good. But I don't know. We'll see if that's working.
Coach, when the O gets next to the X, what do I do?
Are we the O or the X?
Right? I mean, is that the kind of question that he's asking? Yeah. And when the O guy goes up, what do I do with the X? Like, what?
Well, there's another certain uncomfortable aspect to that remark is Chip Kelly has a certain reputation with a certain demographic of players within the NFL.
That's true.
And so to hear him say things like that, it's like, okay, well, Kaepernick's a black quarterback. Like, what did he think? Like, what was his expectation?
No, that's out there.
So I found
out there that he's a black quarterback, or is out there that Chip?
Yes. Yes. I'll just say yes.
This just in. Hey, we are your home for the best live and local coverage of the National Football League.
You won't get that anywhere else.
You're not going to get that, Jim. Anywhere else, folks. As I mentioned, your home of live and local coverage here on Sports 1140 KHDK. We've talked to Chris McClain a number of times. We have covered the Raiders in-depthly since training camp has kicked off, and I can tell you in all certainty, I had no freaking clue until this exact moment that Trent Richardson was an Oakland Raider.
He is again?
No, he was
no,
waived.
No, he was.
I was like, wait.
They've just now waved him?
No, he was gone, right?
I was going to say, he's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
They brought him over.
Maybe they sent up a old tweet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because like, that was last year. They brought him in, and you thought it was going to be.
I knew that. I was like, right. Dude, how am I not?
Yeah.
I was only gone one day.
The whole world changed.
Did they bring him in for a day?
He was really supposed to, because that was going to be his last chance.
Yeah. Somebody from Pro Football Talk is getting fired.
So he went, Cleveland drafted him. It didn't work out there. Indianapolis picked him up. You thought, okay, it's going to work. Didn't work out there. And then we figured, okay, Raiders.
Yeah. They changed it. Little dirtbags.
Ravens, right?
It's Ravens. They changed it to Ravens, but they have a picture of him in his Raiders uniform, and on the bottom it said, Ravens wave. I was like, they brought him in one day. I kept thinking, how did we not talk to Chris McClain about this
about that,
at all?
Right. No,
it was
so
the rare
Ravens
one-day contract back with the Raiders to retire as a Raider for all the nothing that he provided.
So, wait, we buried it apart. He was trying to get on with the Ravens,
yes,
and even that didn't work for him?
No. I think that's it.
Now, I haven't heard anything about whether there's other issues with this young man, but no one said anything. It's four teams now in four or five years.
He was a third pick overall. Colts,
right?
Browns, then Raiders.
So
then
it was Colts first, then Browns. I thought it was Browns.
I'm
and
sorry.
Colts.
I think, yeah,
right.
It was Browns.
Browns
I was going to say that. Yeah, that was when the Browns
was a
really
beast at Alabama, right?
Yeah,
it's a beast.
And his rookie year was okay, and then it just plummeted.
Oh man, I hope there's not anything more serious going on with him. Maybe he just doesn't really want to play anymore. Maybe that's just it.
But he's got to be 26, 27 in there. Not older than 27, I bet. 25, maybe.
No, he's got to be. It's been 5 years, so it's 27, 28.
Let's throw this out there, and it may answer some questions. Richardson signed with the Ravens in the offseason but missed some time due to a hamstring issue. Then needed a knee scope. But it said he had lost 20 pounds, but he couldn't avoid injuries long enough to make a real bid at winning a roster spot. Again, this is with the Ravens.
Ravens. Yes.
Not the one-day Raider contract.
All right, we got that worked out.
Yep.
Wow, this is a productive 16 minutes. Got a lot of stuff worked out here.
I leave for one day, and the Raiders bring back Trent Richardson and cut him the next day. Absolutely incredible. We'll stick with the Raiders. Ian Eagle was on with Grant Napier yesterday. Yeah. And this,
he's awesome, by the way.
He's great. He's absolutely fantastic. But this hype surrounding the Oakland Raiders, it's not local. It's not us just getting excited that the football season is over here and over-amplifying something. This is real, and here's Ian Eagle talking with Grant Napier yesterday. So the obvious standout remark there from the Grant Napier show yesterday is winning the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Bible thought?
I believe it.
Yeah. Possibility?
Yeah.
Is that quarterback position in Denver that big of a question mark? Because the Raiders right now look more balanced on both sides of the ball than the defending Super Bowl champions.
Right now they do, to me.
Now, granted, that defense.
Yeah, okay, balance is nice, but that defense, Denver's defense still is ahead of everyone else.
Right, but is their offense, at least our memory of their offense, is really bad. And hearing John Elway talk, his memory of their offense last year was really bad. So you want to believe it can't go anywhere but up. Okay, so even if it goes up substantially, they still might not be as good as the Raiders' offense is. You just heard him talk about right there. You just heard Ian Eagle talk about their defenses. The Raiders' defense is already better than it was last year. Carl Joseph is getting incredible reviews from his performance at camp so far.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's that big of a disparity, because with Denver, yes, the quarterback play is a question. But I felt like they had a strong running game last year. And quiet as it's kept, they got a great offensive lineman from Seattle. They got Russell Okung. That dude is awesome. So add that to their already good offensive.
He's an awesome football player. He's a terrible agent.
Yes.
He might be the worst agent in the history of professional sports.
He's a great offensive lineman. And that, I think they're going to try to run and ball control on offense and not force Sanchez to do too much. That, coupled with their defense, I think that puts them in a great spot. Will they be able to hold off the Raiders? It's going to be interesting. But I feel like Denver, that's probably going to be their tactic this year, their approach is ball control, let the defense win the game. Don't ask Mark Sanchez to throw the ball 30 times a game.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
The hype train's getting out of control, but it's fun. It's fun for the Raiders, I think. I mean, they can only do what they can worry about, but if Ian Eagle's saying that, we know locally a lot of people are saying, I mean, just anywhere, read anything right now about preseason picks for teams. Surprise, yeah. Watch out for the Raiders. Watch out for the Raiders. People are really believing in their depth, their top-level talent, how they've drafted, their trenches, O-line, D-line. There's a lot of good things from the Raiders.
That's true. There's a lot. But the thing about it is, with all this hype, if they open up 0-2.
Oh, what a killer.
You know what I'm saying?
What
because they don't have the – they haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
They don't know what reserve to go to say, okay, we know how to fight this. We know how to get out of this. Yeah. That's going to be the big question mark right there if things don't start well. Because now
then it'll feel like, oh, here we go.
I'm talking to Raiders fans.
That
I was talking to Raiders fans that I work with, and they're like, it's going to be different because – they feel like they got two games that they won last year because teams weren't taking them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now everyone's talking about the Raiders. And now everyone's like, the teams are going to be like, oh, okay, the Raiders. Oh, all right, you're not the same old Raiders anymore? Let's find out.
They have an interesting schedule to open up with. It's a really strange schedule. They're at the Saints to open the season.
That's going to be tough.
Then they have the Falcons.
On the road or back home?
They're home. They're home for the Falcons. Okay. And then they're at Tennessee and at Baltimore. That is an odd first four games.
That's three trips,
and four completely different.
Right, three
offenses.
Road games.
Yeah. But center of the country and further. I mean, Raiders, remember, traditionally, even when they were a better team, did not do well in the East Coast time zone.
I feel like last year was the first time they won.
Yeah, they had a breakthrough.
In that time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are, I mean, you know, we may be excited for the Raiders, but it's not sexy yet, so. Those are both 10 o'clock starts here. When I say there, I mean the Tennessee and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Those are both 10 o'clock starts. Then they got the Chargers, the Chiefs. Things seem to – they don't have the Broncos till week 9.
Wow.
They have the Broncos week 9 and then week 17. How valuable you think that week 17 game might be based on all the hype we've heard so far this offseason?
I hope it means everything.
Awesome. What a strange schedule.
Yeah, Ken's worried about October 30th at Tampa.
Oh, I'm not worried about anything. Come get some.
Yeah.
What a strange schedule. That Broncos, though, to let you know how much people are taking the Raiders seriously, that's Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
In Oakland.
And then they have the
game. So the cameras will be on the stadium.
Oh, that lovely, lovely facility.
Oh, my goodness.
They are traveling a lot, though, because you mentioned at New Orleans. They have the game at Tampa. They've got a game at Jacksonville. Then the Mexico City game with the Texans. It's technically a home game, but they have to play there on Monday night. So they've got a lot of long trips, but
they have a couple of primetime games this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple. In fact, they have a couple in a row. They have the Broncos on the 6th, then they have a bye. Then the 21st, they have the Texans on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's the one in Mexico. Yep.
That Broncos game with NBC being here, and then the Monday Night Football game. So you're two – well, that one's in Mexico City, as you just said. Yeah. So we'll focus on the Broncos game. You have media coming in from New York.
Yep.
You have the big dogs coming in for that game.
And you're halfway through the season. We'll know – I mean, even if they're off to a little bit of a slow start, say they're – even if you give them 500, people will know how they look and if they're legit. And that'll get a lot of attention that game.
But it's not just that. It's you're bringing them into that stadium.
Yep.
So you're a team that is on the cusp, it appears, of moving. and you're inviting your biggest network broadcast partner to come into your home.
But don't use the bathroom.
That could, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. That could be a serious moment for the Oakland Raiders' future in Oakland, that Week 9 game against Denver on NBC.
How so?
Because you can't hide it.
Meaning, would the league be like, hey, we've got to fix this and we're going to help you? Or the league's like, you got to get out of here.
Because it's the Raiders have always been the Raiders. How many times do you think Goodell or league officials have come out here to see that stadium? Oh, they're the Raiders. But now it's like, okay, wait a minute. This team is good enough to put on Sunday Night Football. Okay, we're going to have our biggest partner out there, as Jason just said, halfway through the year. And they come out and show up out here, and it's like, oh, you're right. This place is a toilet. It's beyond fixable. Let's go talk to the people in Vegas. Or let's figure out a way to tear this entire thing down and get you a new building built.
Right, maybe Goodell.
Or go to Santa Clara for a year and let's figure this out.
Oh, well, the Niners aren't going to go for that. Well, maybe Goodell does the same thing that David Stern.
Have you seen how many people are at 49er games? You better invite the Raiders in if they ask.
But the Niners don't. They have the right, right, to refuse that.
And oh, of course they have the right to refuse. Yes, they also have the right to lose money. Oh,
okay. Well, they're already good at that.
So we'll see. Exactly. If you have the opportunity to bring in some revenue from the silver and black,
right,
so they can get a building built there in Oakland. Or somewhere.
Well, why can't Goodell do like Stern? Say, come to the town and be like, the team has to stay here, similar to what he did to Sacramento, and you have to build a new arena. That has to happen.
But I don't think that's how it happened. It wasn't you have to build a new arena. It's if you don't, the team leaves.
That's a have to. No?
Well, no, because it feels like Oakland will just be like, all right, bye.
Right, okay.
Have to stay in and say, okay, how can we help? Mm-hmm. We want them here. We need them here. How can we help? How can we make this better?
That's what I mean.
And I'm talking NFL people talking to the city of Oakland and the Oakland officials and everyone who is poo-pooing all over them getting a new stadium.
Plus, the other thing I was trying to look up here, that's November, what, 9th?
Yes.
Is that game?
Yep.
I don't know. I know San Diego's vote on their stadium plan is in the November ballot. I don't know the exact date of that.
Should be early.
Yeah, so we might have results of what's happening for the Chargers, and why that's important is if they get an agreement and they're staying in San Diego, LA's other spot is open, potentially, for the Raiders. If it doesn't work, then I think the Chargers are going to try to take that spot, and that affects the Raiders. So that's about all that coming together right around that time.
It could either be 2 days after that game or the 5 days before.
Yeah.
One or the other.
And then, well, that's great for the media, and we have stuff to talk about. It totally sullies the game.
Yes.
Because now we're not talking about a football game. We're talking about everything else except a football game. You know what I mean?
I think normally that might be true, but this game could have some meaning to it.
But, yeah, but now we've got this other thing that's a dark cloud that's hanging over that has much greater impact than what's happening on the field.
Yeah. Well, speaking of dark clouds, there's the Raiders. This will sound familiar, okay? Rolando McClain, we talked about in depth, 10-game suspension. Why his return to the Dallas Cowboys might be impossible, and this is going to sound very, very familiar to Oakland Raider fans. That's coming up here on your home for the best live and local coverage of the National Football League, Sports 1140 KHDK. Watch Sacramento Republic FC host the San Antonio FC this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Bonnie Field. Arrive beforehand and stop by the KHDK tent to win passes to see Pete's Dragon. Purchase tickets at sacrepublicfc.com. Pete's Dragon just made me think of a bad Draymond Green show.
No.
Oh, well, I thought you were thinking of your childhood.
Yeah.
No? You didn't see Pete's Dragon as a kid?
I don't think so.
That was before his time. That was my first movie ever.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was the first one I can remember going to as a kid.
Pete's Dragon. I don't recall it at all.
Mine was Dumbo.
Okay.
My first
Oh, my God. Didn't that come out in the 40s?
Maybe.
Hey, remember Yasiel Puig?
I'm vaguely familiar with him.
Okay, we'll talk more about him in just a few minutes. A's and Giants were off last night. Not a lot of – well, they were off in terms of playing. Obviously, they were very busy before 1 o'clock. But Yasiel Puig, interesting story. We have some audio from Ken Rosenthal that we'll play for you here in just a little bit. Really strange situation with him. Mentioned we were talking a lot about football, a lot about the Oakland Raiders. And stop me, Raider fans, if this sounds familiar to you. Ronaldo McClain, as we've talked about, Dallas Cowboys, been suspended 10 games for the 2016 season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. A lot of times we question what the substance they may be abusing is. That's never made public. According to Jason Cole of Bleacher Report, Ronaldo McClain's return to the Dallas Cowboys is nearly impossible. Why? Because he's been abusing purple drink.
Are you serious?
Sounds familiar, right?
It does sound familiar.
Stop me. Let me keep going. He's gained somewhere between 40 and 50 pounds.
Whoa. That's a lot of purple drink.
That's a lot. And?
Oh, there's more?
I'm asking if there's more.
Oh, no, that was it.
That's enough.
I thought the 40 pounds was the walk-off. Okay, you got a purple drink problem. That's like a combination of a drug and an alcohol problem. Let's see if we can get that fixed.
Yeah, what's the official? What is the full?
The ingredients?
Yeah.
Combination of Sprite and codeine.
Yeah.
But it's often spiked with various forms of clear alcohol.
Okay. I'll take the Sprite, hold the codeine and alcohol.
Right.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
Apparently.
It's been around for a while. Sipping on some scissor.
Yes.
He got a $5 million deal before the season started. He's not going to get a single dollar of that, it doesn't look like.
Wow. He should probably go talk to the individual that you are referring to.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yes, because that was that was part of his downfall.
Yes.
I think Jamarcus still thinks he can play.
Yeah, remember he had the comeback about a year or two ago?
It wasn't that long ago, right.
Did he request? He had a request. Like, no one took him up on it. It was about a year ago, right?
Yeah, I think he threw for a couple of scouts, and I think that's all it, all it made up. You know, Jeff Garcia, I think, was coaching him, helping him a little bit.
Oh, okay.
His old teammate. And was like, well, he's motivated. He lost a bunch of weight. He was trying. So that was like all right, we always like to see those comeback stories, but
his issue wasn't necessarily a physical issue. It was all mental for him. Just could not grasp the playbook. I heard a story, and I'm not sure if you told me or someone else. Did you tell me?
Yeah, I think.
About swapping out the DVDs?
Yeah.
We'll relay that story.
Yeah, so basically he was early on with the Raiders. They told him to go watch some film, gave him a DVD, and went home and said, oh, yeah, coach, I watched it. Well, the coaches purposely put, like, I don't know, Finding Nemo, some Disney movie. So he would call and go, hey, I got the wrong video. I got the wrong DVD. He never did. He said he watched the film.
It's like the thing you used to hear about. Coaches would give guys a playbook, but would tape like a $100 bill somewhere in there. And if they got a remark about the $100 bill, they would know who went through the playbook and who didn't.
Trickery.
Yes.
I know that there's a famous story with a famous quarterback. I can't think of which one it is. But you hear these stories every draft time. If there's something I'm addicted to, it's caffeine. Like, getting off caffeine is brutal. You know, you get those withdrawal headaches. But I can't imagine being so addicted to something that I'm really willing to crap away $5, $10, $15 million like some of these guys are.
It's power of the addiction, right?
Yeah, it's the addiction, yeah. I'm sure it has a lot to do with it.
Because no one.
I can have a $5 million headache for a week.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Well, getting off of caffeine, and with all due respect to anyone who may have an issue, is probably a lot easier to deal with than anything else.
I think so. Well,
I don't know. I'm trying to grab. That's the only thing I'm addicted to.
Right. But all you're going to have is a headache if you don't get your caffeine.
You get cranky.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really sluggish.
We can deal with that. We can deal with that. But when you're talking about substance and it goes to all these different levels, it starts to affect you on a psychological, even a physical level for certain things. Like, I think they've said, and please, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, but if I'm not, someone correct me, that it is easier for an individual to get off of pharmaceutical drugs than it is for them to stop drinking alcohol, because your body needs that, and it will react in a violent way if you don't get that particular, speaking of alcohol, it is going to react a certain way that's super, super unhealthy. Whereas if you don't get the drug, you're just going to be upset mentally, but your body will deal with that. You're going to be upset, but your body's not going to turn on you. Mm. If you don't get the alcohol, your body's going to turn on you.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
More so than
the drug. Yeah. Crazy
Well, I
talk.
Guess that's what detox is, right?
Yeah.
That's
to get that out.
That's almost the definition of what detox is yeah. what you just gave. But detox can be done with drugs and alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs and alcohol. You're going to have side effects to both, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I'm wondering if how physical it is, how much the reaction is physical when you get off of the pharmaceuticals.
I think it's all like
I think that's all mental.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Whereas
there.
The alcohol yeah. affects you physically.
44-11-40, this text right here, caffeine was harder to kick than cigarettes.
Really?
Aren't they kind of the same?
I have no idea.
There's no caffeine in the cigarette, but it has that
addictive quality.
Yeah, that buzz.
Well, caffeine is, sugar is addictive, right? Like if you mm-hmm. generally don't eat sugar and you go eat like a Twix bar or some type of small piece of candy, the first thing you're going to want is another one.
Really?
Or in an hour, you're going to want another one. You're just going to continuously want one because that's what sugar is addictive.
You know what? When we go to this break, I'm going to call my buddy Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get some clarification.
Okay, good. We mentioned Yasiel Puig. We've obviously established addiction here with this show. Maybe we can establish what the hell happened to Yasiel Puig. Eric, Anthony, we see you guys on hold. I promise we'll get to you next here on your home for the best live and local coverage of the National Football League, Sports 1140 KHDK. Thank you, Grant. Happy to be back here with you. 44-11-40, great book to read. Chocolate to Morphine. All right. Lots of everyone is sharing their addictions with us, I guess, since we've just shared some of ours.
It's a safe place. We've
Absolutely.
Established that. It's totally a safe place, guys. It's all right.
I have about every bad habit in the book. Tobacco, beer, weed, caffeine. Weed and caffeine are the easiest for me to kick. Can go years without either. But cigarettes and beer, I've been doing since I was 20. I'm 40 now.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
So cigarettes and alcohol.
And I don't know if it's a case by case. I mean, that person says they have four different things they're addicted to. But if there's consensus where it's easier to give up weed and what was the other one? And caffeine.
Caffeine.
But I don't know. Maybe, hey, if that's your addiction, it's obviously tough to get rid of.
Well, here's a good one. Pharmaceuticals like painkillers can create the same or worse physical withdrawal symptoms as alcohol, including migraines, vomiting, and other flu-like symptoms. I was thankfully able to kick both and have been sober over 5 years.
For you.
Nicotine, on the other hand, I am helpless against.
Really? Are you sure? Because I often wonder about that. You know, if you
can kick those other two things.
Yeah, you kicked everything else. Yeah. I feel like you may have made a decision that you feel like maybe that's lesser of the evils. I don't know. I wonder about that. Because if he said he kicked all the other stuff, but says he's powerless to the other thing, I'm like,
man,
I don't know if powerless is the right word.
I'm
what is this?
I'm addicted to love.
Nothing wrong with that.
Might as well
face
it. Yeah. There was a sports tie into this, by the way. We were talking about Rolando McClain and his issues with purple drink. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Anthony, lead us off today. Okay, let's try this again. Anthony, lead us off today. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi.
Anthony, can you hear us, bud?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, what's happening, man?
What's happening, man? Man, it's like the 90s all over again with these Cowboys without the Super Bowl ring.
I know it, bro. You ain't lying.
Man,
it sucks. And then they walk out there with the Dallas
Police Department.
It's like,
that was great.
Hey, it is great.
It
yeah, it's
awesome.
Fantastic. Hey, stop getting arrested. You probably know them all too well.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, but the medicine in question that you guys are talking about, it's called promethazine with codeine. And it actually contains alcohol in it. And it's basically liquid heroin, dude. I've seen people coming off of it and they have the withdrawals and the shakes and the sick to the stomach and everything. I mean, it's just horrible. You know, it's not good for anybody.
Why is liquid heroin in cough syrup?
No, he said it's like liquid heroin. I think he said
it's codeine. Codeine's basically heroin, like morphine. Mm-hmm. Morphine's basically heroin, too. It's just a small in smaller doses.
I obviously don't know enough about drugs to have this conversation.
But when people are sitting there drinking gallons of it, I mean, they're just making themselves sick addicted to it.
How does it affect you? Do you have any? I'm not sure if you know or not, but if anyone's told you, if you had it, how does it affect you, your body and your mind?
It slows you down.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically, you know, it's that's what it is. It's a come down.
Oh, okay.
Like, so it's a depressant. You know, well, I guess that's what alcohol is.
Like when you're sick or like when you got a really bad cough or bronchitis or anything like that and you can't sleep.
Right.
That's basically what it's for, is to, you know, help you calm down, help you sleep. That's why it has alcohol in it, too. I mean, it's a cough suppressant.
Got it. And then they mix it with the other stuff. So when they mix it with the alcohol, I mean, that seems like it might make
it
deadly.
Well, they actually don't mix it with alcohol. It already has alcohol in it.
But I've heard that they're also mixing a clear alcohol, like a vodka or something, to it as well to make the cocktail.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of them mixing it with Sprite. I've never actually heard them mixing it with more alcohol. That's kind of...
That's overkill, that's scary,
right?
That's overkill.
Hey, never know.
This is those are for veterans.
Yeah.
This is America. We take everything and kick it to 10 and 11, mm-hmm. right? This is
exactly.
All right, we appreciate you, Anthony. Thank you so much for the call, my man.
Take it easy.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Eric, let's get you in. What's happening, man?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. On this topic, I guess, it says Raiders on the board, but I was referring to Jamarcus Russell and the other guys. But first off, Ken is right. I was actually seeing this chick last summer kind of briefly who had that issue with the alcohol, where she didn't have a car, and she's like, hey, can you go get me some whatever? And I know she has this problem. She's like, you know, trying to get off she's been in rehab, whatever, and she's trying to get off the alcohol. And she's like, hey, my doctor says I need to get some alcohol. And I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? Like, when you're that serious deep in, I had like get to go buy people, like, or get, they have to actually drink alcohol, even though that's their problem. It's the most random thing. Like, that's when they're trying to quit, but you have to give them alcohol. I guess it's similar to the, in a way, it's like the nicotine patch, I guess. I'm not a doctor, but that's what it feels like. And I'm a pretty strong-willed guy. I'm not a smoker, but I do know for a fact if I was a smoker and I see what it did to me, or if I had kids and kids around, like, you know, that when I see parents that smoke around their kids, not like in the car, but even around them, and they see that,
yeah.
You know, I'm the kind of guy, I just quit cold turkey. You literally have to walk into a store and give someone money. It's not like, you know, someone that just, you know, drinks too much soda or something like that. And I think that's the one that I could kick. But the these players, they get the money. We see in Hollywood all the time, too. These kids go to Hollywood as young people, and you're constantly around it, and you have the money. You have so much money. You got the money for the heroin and the stuff. And cough syrup, by the way, you do know cough syrup gets you DUIs if you have too much. There's a ton of alcohol in that thing. But I think these guys have so much money. It's just so easy. It's like, to the regular person, you know, this great, you know, the purple drink, I guess, is a poor people's heroin, it sounds like. That's what's so weird. These athletes that have the money are doing the purple drink. But, hey, Dallas Cowboys' biggest problem, Tony Romo, man, you got to lose some of that weight, man.
Oh, no, that picture's not true, Eric. And you know it. That picture's not true, and you know it.
I see the picture.
Oh.
How are you guys? I listen.
We appreciate Eric. He was obviously Tony was hanging out with Rolanda McClain. One picture. Yeah. Come on. What was weird is I had saw him doing a live thing.
Yeah.
Before I saw the picture, and then looked at my iPad. You know, Twitter erupts at Fat Tony, and it's like, wait, what? And then I saw the picture. I was like, whoa. Wait a minute. He didn't look like that at the presser thing.
Right. But he's got the flak jacket underneath, and it just
angles.
Yeah.
We've all been victims.
What kind of lens are you shooting that picture with?
So, anyone, before we go to break here, we got some good three the hard way questions coming your way, all centered around football, by the way. Anyone want to take a guess what the hell happened to Yasiel Puig, who, like, just a couple of years ago was the biggest, brightest star in Major League Baseball?
Hasn't adjusted to the game.
He never adjusted. You could see it coming.
Yeah.
As soon as we saw him out there playing, you could see it coming. Like, this is a young man with ridiculous amounts of natural ability, but doesn't seem to want to take that and frame it into the way you're supposed to play this game here.
Yeah. Ken Rosenthal. Curveball hasn't been his friend.
Ken Rosenthal originally said that Yasiel Puig stormed off when finding out he was being sent to the minors. He followed that. He later backed away from that claim, saying Puig never actually made it to the park. But here he is through a number of different comments he made yesterday. First one talking about Puig not traveling with the Dodgers anymore. And perhaps the most interesting thing Rosenthal said yesterday regarding Yasiel Puig is what his teammates think of him. He could get through waivers.
Wow.
That's how amazing. Old is he, 26, 25?
Yeah, 25, I think, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of talent there, but he's got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out. Who is your preseason Super Bowl favorite? We got that coming up. Plus, are you okay with physical practices and fights for your favorite NFL team? Just a couple of the topics we'll touch on in Three the Hard Way next on The Lowdown.